Welcome to this second demo of the Xbox One using Narrator. And in this demo, amongst other things, I'm going to take you through a bit of a trawl through the settings of the Xbox One. Then we'll have a look at downloading, installing, and opening an app. And once we've got the app on the Xbox One, we'll also have a look at pinning it to the home screen of the pin section of the Xbox One, how to quit an application that you don't want running anymore, and how to uninstall an application. And then we'll have a look at how I use the live TV with my digital set-top box. And then finally, I'll have a look at using the USB QWERTY keyboard with navigating the Xbox One, and of course using specific Narrator commands with the caps lock key. Now, I should say before I get started with this number two demo, if you want an overview, then please catch my previous podcast to this one, which was using the Xbox One with Narrator and Overview. And of course, that's on my feed at http://davidwoodburr.podbean.com. And if you want to put a feed link after it, it's /feed after the web address. I'm just going to activate the Xbox One by holding down the Xbox button on the controller, and we'll turn it on. And you might have the blip. Now, I've started this up normally as I would normally do because my boys who are sighted are using the Xbox One most of the time. And of course, they have Narrator turned off. So basically, when you hear the Xbox One start up with the startup sound and the one you just heard then, I'm going to press the Xbox One button until I hear it vibrate. There we go, or feel a vibrate, I should say. And then press the menu button on the controller.
Starting Narrator.
Okay, and we've got Narrator running. So to get to the guide on the home screen, I'm going to press the Xbox button on the controller twice.
Guide for Groovy or Comet 50 window, Friends tab, 2 of 8, selected.
In our settings is right down the bottom of the guide, so I'm just going to press the right trigger to jump down to the bottom on the controller.
Settings tab, 7 of 8,
and selected. The setting tab, I'm going to press left.
All settings button, 1 of 7.
Alright, so I'm on all settings, so I'm going to press the A button on the controller to access it.
Settings window.
Now, sometimes, again, that I've noticed in the other demo, sometimes things talk and sometimes they don't. So let me just press the down arrow on the controller.
Settings window, personalization, 2 of 11,
so selected. So it's on the first option, which was up arrow.
Account, 1 of 11,
account,
selected.
So if I press right arrow, we're going to go into the account screen in settings.
Sign in, security and passkey 1 of 8 button.
So security and passkey 1 of 8. Press right arrow again.
Link social accounts 2 of 8 button.
Link social accounts.
Privacy and online safety 3 of 8 button.
Privacy and online safety 3 of 8.
Content restrictions 4 of 8 button.
Content restrictions 4 of 8. Now this is in a grid pattern again. So to get to number 5, I'm going to go back to number 1.
Privacy and link social, sign in, security and passkey 1 of 8 button.
And go down arrow.
Payment and billing 5 of 8 button.
Okay, so payment and billing 5 of 8, right arrow.
Subscription 6 of 8 button.
Subscriptions.
Family 7 of 8 button.
Family 7 of 8, and there's my clock in the background.
Remove accounts 8 of 8 button.
And remove accounts 8 of 8. Now, I'm not going to go through all of these, otherwise you'll get extremely bored listening to this. But I just want to show you a few of them. So I'm going to press up arrow for the
moment. Content restrictions 4 of 8 button.
And go back to the left.
Privacy, link, sign in, security and passkey 1 of 8 button.
And I just want to give you a quick look at security and passkey. A button.
Window. Show your password. Editing. Press the view button to quickly start dictation.
Why? Okay, now because I'm going in and having a look at my account settings, even though I've already automatically logged in on this Xbox One, I've got to put my password in. So for the moment, I'm not going to use the QWERTY keyboard like I normally do. I'm just going to use the controller. So if I down arrow.
H.
Okay, there's H on the on-screen keyboard. And as I covered before, you literally just use the arrow keys to get around to the characters you want. And then press A to select it. And then you find the enter button, which then you would select with the A button to continue. So I'm just going to pause the recording and put in my password. Okay, so I put in my password. So let me just go and find the enter button.
V. Space.
And it should be to the right now of the space.
Speak tech. Enter.
There's enter and A button.
Enter. Hiding keyboard.
It says hiding keyboard.
Settings window. Change my sign-in and security preferences. Current value. Custom sign-in and security. button, password saved. Not using Kinect sign in. Don't ask, just sign me in. Ask for passkey for purchases. Changing my settings. Instant sign in, current value, Groovy or Comet 50, button, 3 of 3.
Okay, so that's the instant sign in for the tag I got assigned. Now, I find it's really important to listen to when the things say 1 of 3, 2 of 3, etc., etc., because I'm actually on the third option of a list. So if I press the up arrow now, I'm going to get to 2 of 3.
Create my passkey button, 2 of 3.
Okay, so create my passkey, up again.
Remove me from this Xbox, current value, david@gmail.com, button,
okay, 1 of 3. Remove my account from this Xbox. So that's all I wanted to show you in there briefly. So I'm going to press the B button to go back on the remote.
Sign in.
On the control.
Security and passkey 1 of 8 button.
And let me press the right arrow.
Link social accounts 2 of 8 button.
I'm not going to worry about linking social accounts. But
privacy and online safety 3 of 8 button.
Privacy, online safety. Let's have a quick look at that. A button.
Xbox Live privacy button. 1 of 2. Manage the privileges and permissions for your Xbox Live account.
Okay, so privileges for the Xbox Live account, pressing down arrow.
App privacy button, 2 of 2.
And app privacy.
Control what certain apps are allowed to do with your data.
Okay, so control what apps are allowed to do with your data. So I'm going to press up arrow to go.
Xbox Live privacy button.
A button.
1 of 2. Selected, custom, radio button, 4 of 6. You have customized your privacy settings. To return to one of the defaults, select them on the left.
I'm going to press the up arrow.
Adult defaults, radio button,
so defaults.
3 of 6. Teen defaults, radio
teen
button,
defaults.
2 of 6. Child defaults,
and
radio
child
button,
defaults.
1 of 6.
Okay, so
child defaults,
basically
children can
control.
Children can play and download free games, music, videos, and apps, and make game clips of their best moments. Children can see other people's profiles and content they create, but need the permission of an adult in their family to add friends. Others can. A child's friends can communicate with them, and see when they're online and available to play. A child's friends can see their profile, but not their real name. Microsoft can use the child's video app history to help improve their experiences. Microsoft will store the child's exercise info with their online profiles and keep it private.
So quite a bit of information about the actual profile for children. Now, the reason why the teen and the adult didn't read out automatically was because I was pressing the up arrow fairly quickly. Let me just read out the teen one, and then we'll move on.
Teen defaults, radio button, 2 of 6. Teen defaults. Teens can. You can play and download free games, music, videos, and apps, make game clips, and see Kinect content other people make. You can see other people's profiles, see their friends, and add people to your friends list. You can socialize in multiplayer games, share Kinect content you make, communicate with friends, and share on social networks. Others can. Friends can see if you're online and available, your profile, and who else you're friends with. They can also see your game clips and the music, apps, and games you enjoyed. Your friends and their friends can see your profile and your real name. Microsoft can use your video app history to improve your experiences. Microsoft will store your exercise info with your online profile and keep it private.
Okay, so that's the team one. Let me just go down and
adult defaults.
Down again.
Selected. Custom.
My custom. Down again.
View details and customize button.
View details
5 of
and
6.
Customize.
Contact
and
preferences
six.
Button. 6 of 6.
Contact preferences. So that's the 6 options in this particular panel. So press B button to go back.
Xbox Live privacy button, 1 of 2.
The B button.
Privacy and online safety,
and
3 of 8 button.
Right.
Content restrictions, 4 of 8 button.
Let's have a look at content restrictions quickly. Pressing A button.
Window. Your password. Editing.
I've got to put my password in again. Okay, let me run over to enter.
Speak text. Enter.
And A button.
Enter. Hiding keyboard. HTTPS. Settings window. Access to content, current value, appropriate up to age 15, button, 1 of 2.
Okay, so I kind of got mine set appropriate up to age 15, pressing down.
Web filtering, current value, basic communication, button, 2 of 2.
Okay, and I've got my web filtering set to basic communication. So if I press up.
Access to content.
And
current value. Appropriate up to age. Access to content and apps. Appropriate up to age 15. Combo box. Ratings for Australia. Games. For ages 15 and up. Movies. For ages 15 and up. TV. For ages 15 and up. Music. For ages 12 and up. Apps. For ages 12 and up.
Okay, so that's basically what I've currently got it set to. Now, here in Australia, 15 is basically sort of in between MA 15 plus and PG, which is parental guidance. So that's how I've currently got my settings. I can go in here and actually change the settings for the different items. So I'm going to press the B button and come back out again.
Settings window, access to content, current value, appropriate up to age 15.
And press B again. But
content restrictions 4 of 8 button.
So that was content restrictions 4 of 8. Let me press left.
Private link, so sign in.
And secure down.
Payment and billing 5 of 8 button.
Not going to worry about payment and billing.
Subscription 6 of 8 button.
And leave subscriptions alone.
Family 7 of 8 button.
Family 7, 8.
Remove accounts 8 of 8 button.
And remove accounts. So I'm not going to remove my account at the moment, so I'm going to press left arrow.
Family 7 of 8
and
button.
And let's look at family A button.
Add to family button. Set up your family to manage your children's Xbox experiences.
So basically here, you can set up an adult to manage the children's experiences on the Xbox. So pressing B.
Family 7 of 8 button.
And let's go left.
Subscription, payment, and account.
List of settings.
1 of 11.
Account
selected.
1 of 11. And as I said before, don't worry, we're not going to get too bogged down in most of these, so we'll go through them fairly quickly.
Personalization.
Personalization.
2 of 11.
Pressing A.
My profile 1 of 3 button.
So I've got my profile 1 of 3.
My color and background 2 of 3
my
button.
My color and background.
My home Xbox 3 of 3 button.
And my home Xbox 3. 3, pressing left.
My color and background 2.
And
my profile 1
so
of 3 button.
My profile, so pressing A button.
Social window. Info. 1 of 5. Selected.
So basically we've got 5 items here. If I just press down arrow on info.
Groovier Comet 50. David Woodbridge. 586 gamer score. Social. 1 friends.
Okay, so at the moment, really, this is actually being used by my boys at the moment. So I press up arrow.
Info. 1 of 5. Selected.
Press right to go to the next one.
Activity feed.
That's activity 2 of feed. 5. Not worried about that
selected.
One. Pressing right arrow again.
Achievements. 3 of 5. Selected.
So achievements. Let's see what my boys have been up to. Pressing down.
January 2017. Combo box. Collapsed.
I'm going to press right arrow.
Skate 3. 100 out of 1,500 gamer score. 5 achievements unlocked. 7% of total gamer score earned. 2 of 11.
So I can see achievements on Skate 3 if I press up arrow.
Gamer score leaderboard summary. In the last 30 days, you have earned 586 gamer score and are ranked 2 among your friends. Button.
Okay, let me press down.
Skate 3, 100 out of 1,500 gamer score, 5 achievements unlocked, 7% of total gamer score earned, 2 of 11.
Now it said 2 of 11, so let me see if I can get to number 1. If I press left arrow.
Goat Simulator. 270 out of 2,195 gamer score, 13 achievements unlocked, 12% of total gamer score earned, 1 of 11.
Okay, let me press right.
Skate 3,
and right again.
100 out of 1,500
so
gamer score.
So if I go left,
Goat Simulator, Pinball Arcade,
three.
0 out of 1,000 gamer score, 0 achievements unlocked, 0% of total gamer score earned, 3 of 11.
Okay, they really haven't been playing that one much. Let me press right.
Minecraft, Xbox One Edition, 180 out of 1,360 gamer score, 14 achievements unlocked, 13% of total gamer score earned, 4 of 11.
So basically you can see your achievements in each of the games that you've been playing on the Xbox One. All right, pressing B button to go back.
Settings window, my profile 1 of 3 button.
So we're finished with that personalization section, so I'm going to press left.
Personalization, 2 of 11.
And come down.
Network, 3 of 11.
Now,
selected.
I'll just go in here briefly, but network's not network, so I'm just going to press A.
Network button. Settings, 1 of 1 button.
So network settings, 1 of 1 button. If I press A button again.
Network Troubleshooter window, Setup Wireless Network button, 1 of 4.
So I've got current setup network wireless status. Network.
Telstra 6D05BB. IPv4.
It's the current network status.
NAT type, moderate.
And
all services
right.
Are test network connection button,
test network
1
connection.
Of 4.
Press down.
Advanced settings button, 2 of 4.
Advanced.
Go offline button, 3 of 4.
Go offline.
Disconnect wireless button,
and disconnect
4
wireless.
Of 4.
So if I press up,
go off
up top.
Advanced settings, setup wireless network,
right.
Test network connection button, 1 of 4.
Test network connection, 1 of 4.
Test multiplayer connection button,
test multiplayer
2 of
connection,
4.
2 of 4.
Detailed network statistics button,
detailed network
3
statistics,
of 4.
3 of 4.
Bandwidth usage button,
bandwidth
4
usage,
of 4.
4 of 4. And back up again.
Detailed test multiplayer. Test network connection button, 1 of 4.
Pressing right.
Bandwidth usage button, 4 of 4.
And bandwidth usage button. Actually, let me press A button on that one and have a look.
Network troubleshooter window, current usage. Calculating usage. Total usage this period. 172.42 GB. Time period. January 4th, 2017 to January 31st, 2017. Reset period on this day. 1. Combo box. Collapsed.
Here we go. All right, so that's not too bad. Some of my boys are also watching a lot of Netflix at the moment too. And we've downloaded a few games, so it's not too bad. All right, pressing the B button.
Setup wireless network button. 1 of 4.
B button.
Settings window. Network settings 1 of 1 button.
We've gone back to that button. So now if I press left arrow.
Settings window. Network. 3 of 11.
So network 3
selected.
Of 11. Pressing down.
System. 4 of 11.
System.
Selected.
Pressing right.
Console info and updates 1 of 6 button.
Console info and updates button. 1 of 6.
Language and location 2 of 6 button.
Language and location. And of course, if you haven't done it previously and you wanted to use IE Narrator in Australia, you would go in there, if you haven't done it already, and set your country to Australia and your regional language to United States, UK, or Canada.
Time 3 of 6 button.
It's the time.
Storage 4 of 6 button.
Storage. And again, it said 4 of 6, so I've got to go back to the beginning of the row to get to number 5 and 6.
Time 3, language, console, in system, info, and updates 1 of 6 button.
And pressing down.
Signed out content restrictions 5 of 6 button.
Signed out content restrictions.
Cortana settings 6 of 6 button.
And there's the settings for Cortana itself. So I'm going to press up.
Language and location 2 of 6.
Now the only one that I wanted to have a look at was.
Time 3 of 6. Storage 4 of 6 button.
Is storage. So you can check your storage. So pressing the A button.
Clear local saved games button. 1 of 3. Select a device to see its options. To store games and apps. Your device needs to be formatted for Xbox One. Music, video, and pictures can be read as is from almost any USB device. For games and apps, you need a device that's USB 3.0 or faster, 256 GB or larger.
Okay, so that's all fine. Pressing down arrow.
Clear local Xbox 360 storage button, 2 of 3.
So that's clear. Local Xbox 360 storage and pressing down again.
Manage leftover add-ons button, 3 of 3.
Then you've got manage leftover add-ons, so pressing right.
Internal, 232.3 GB free of 364.9 GB. Games and apps, default install location, 1 of 1.
Okay, so that's basically
non-selected.
How much internal storage I've got left on my Xbox One. As I said in the previous demo, I've got the 500 GB version. B button to go back out.
Storage 4 of 6 button.
And of course, the last two options in here.
Time 3, language and location. Console info and updates
down.
1. Signed out content restrictions
out content.
5. Cortana settings 6 of 6
and Cortana
button.
Settings. All right, so pressing left.
Settings window. Signed out content. System. 4 of 11. Selected.
And pressing down.
Display and sound. 5 of 11.
Display
selected.
And sound. Let's have a quick look. Right arrow.
Video output 1 of 3 button.
So video output 1 of 3.
Volume 2 of 3 button.
Volume 2 of 3.
Audio output 3 of 3 button.
And audio output 3 of 3. So they're the three options in display and sound. So pressing left.
Volume 2 of 3. Video output 1. Display and sound. 5 of 11.
And pressing down. Select.
Connect and devices. 6 of 11.
Connect and
selected.
Devices. Now this one's actually quite good because, let me press right.
Connect 1 of 2 button.
So that's connect 1 of 2, which I don't have. I don't have a connect.
Devices and accessories 2 of 2 button.
Devices and accessories. I press A button on that one.
Xbox One Wireless Controller, Groovy or Comet 50, button.
I can look at my Xbox One controller and check my battery level. So if I press A button now.
Assign to someone button, 1 of 5. Device information. Name, Xbox One Wireless Controller. Manufacturer, Microsoft. Firmware version, 3.1.1221.0. Battery level, full.
Okay. Assigned there to we go. Battery level is currently 50. Full, so that's very nice. So pressing B.
Xbox One Wireless Controller, Groovy or Comet 50, button.
Okay, B again.
Devices and accessories, 2 of 2 button.
And pressing left.
Connect 1 of 2 button. Connect and devices, 6 of 11. Okay, selected. Down. Power and startup, so power 7 of 11. Startup.
Pressing right.
Turn off or restart 1 of 2 button.
That's turn off or restart 1 of 2. Pressing right arrow again.
Power mode and startup, 2 of 2 button.
Power mode and startup. So I press A button.
Turn off after 1 hour of inactivity. Combo box, 1 of 4.
Okay, so basically you can collapsed. Have it so that it's going to turn off after a period of time. I've got mine set to an hour. Pressing down again.
TV and A/V power options button, 2 of 4.
Okay, so power options for the TV.
Check keep my console, games and apps up to date checkbox, 3 of 4.
Okay, that's the checkbox to keep my apps and console up to date, and I've got mine checked.
Startup chime, on. Combo
start
box,
time
4
on.
Of 4.
If you really want to turn it off,
collapsed.
Press A button.
On. 1 of 3.
And down.
So only with power button or voice.
Only
2 of 3.
Power button or voice.
Off. 3 of 3.
We'll turn it off. And I like my chime.
Non-selected.
So I'm going to press B button to come back
start
out.
Startup chime. On. Combo box. 4 of 4.
And if I press right.
Power mode. Instant on. Combo box. Choose instant on to. Wake up Xbox with your voice. Faster startup time. Turn TV and cable or satellite box on with console.
Okay, so that's instant on. If I press A button.
Instant on. 2 of 2. Selected.
That's 2 of 2. I press up.
Energy saving. 1 of 2.
That's energy saving if you
non-selected.
Want to save a bit of energy. Okay, and of course I just press A to select it. So pressing B button.
Instant on. 2 of 2.
And
selected.
Press B button again.
Power mode and startup. 2 of 2 button.
Pressing left.
Turn off or restart. 1 of 2 button.
Press A
full
button.
Shutdown button. 1 of 2.
This is actually to fully shut down the Xbox, because basically when you're using it, it's on standby. This is a full shutdown for the Xbox. And if I press down.
Restart now button. 2 of 2.
Restart now button. Okay, which is actually quite handy. All right, so pressing B button.
Turn off or restart 1 of 2
pressing
button.
Left.
Power and startup.
Pressing down.
Preferences. 8 of 11.
So preferences
selected.
8 of 11. We're getting there.
Notifications. 1 of 6 button.
We've got 6 options here. Notifications.
Game DVR and streaming. 2 of 6 button.
Game DVR and streaming.
Xbox app connections. 3 of 6
Xbox
button.
Xbox app connections.
Preferred video provider. 4 of 6
preferred
button.
Video provider. And again, it's in a grid, so pressing left.
Xbox game DVR. Notifications. 1 of 6 button.
Pressing down.
Feedback 5 of 6 button.
Feedback 5 of 6.
Activity feed 6 of 6 button.
And activity feed. So I'm going to go and press
game
up.
Game DVR and stream
left.
Notifications
and
1 of 6 button.
A button on notifications.
Check notifications on checkbox. Choose whether notifications can pop up on the screen and show up in the guide. Select Xbox notifications or app notifications to decide how different notifications appear. To change how long notifications pop up and which ones will stay in the guide, choose notification timing.
Okay, so that was the checkbox. If I press the up arrow.
Notification timing button, 3 of 3.
There's notification timing, 3 of 3.
App notifications button,
app notifications,
2 of 3.
2 of 3, and one more.
Xbox notifications button,
and Xbox
1 of 3.
Notifications, and it's quite nice because when I log in automatically, the Xbox says, system, hello David, and the fact that I've actually logged in, which is quite handy. So pressing the B button to come back out.
Notifications 1 of 6 button.
Pressing left.
Preferences. 8
and
of 11.
Down.
TV and 1 guide. 9 of 11.
So TV and 1
selected.
Guide. 9 of 11. Pressing right.
1 guide 1 of 5 button.
So I've got 1 guide 1 of 5.
Device control 2 of 5
device
button.
Device control.
Audio and video 3 of 5
audio
button.
Audio and video.
Troubleshooting 4 of 5
troubleshooting
button.
Troubleshooting 4 of 5. And of course, it's in a grid again. So that's the fourth one. Pressing left to get it.
Audio
one.
And device control. 1 guide 1 of 5
pressing
button.
Down.
TV tuner 5 of 5 button.
And that's the TV tuner. Now, I did go in here when I first set up the Xbox One, and this is how I set it up for the live TV option. which I won't go into. There's plenty of information on the Xbox support website to let you know how to do it. All right, pressing left.
TV and one guide.
Pressing down. Nine,
disc and Blu-ray, 10 of 11.
Disc and Blu-ray, 10
selected.
Of 11.
Selected, 10 of 11.
And up to the last one.
Ease of access, 11 of 11.
Ease of access, selected. Pressing right.
Narrator 1 of 5 button.
Now, I've covered narrator in the previous demo. Keep in mind, when you go in there, the first checkbox that says narrator to check it on or off, do not do it if you rely on narrator. Otherwise, you won't be able to get it back by the various shortcuts, so just leave it alone. But basically, in that narrator screen, you'll have an option to increase and decrease the speech rate of narrator in the current build. And you'll also have information on using narrator from the controller or from a keyboard. Some controller hints and some keyboard shortcut hints as well. So pressing right.
Magnifier 2 of 5 button.
Magnifier.
Closed captioning 3 of 5. High contrast 4 of 5 button.
High contrast. And go back to the fifth one. Pressing left.
Narrator 1 of 5 button. Button mapping 5 of 5 button.
We've got button mapping to remap the buttons on the controller to make it easier to use. So let me just press up.
Narrator 1 of 5 button.
And I'm just going to press right.
Magnify. Closed captioning. High contrast 4 of 5 button.
High contrast options there are. So pressing A button.
High contrast. Off. Combo box. Turn on high contrast to make on-screen elements easier to see. This will prevent your personal color and background from being shown.
Got off. 1 of 2. Pressing down.
On. 2 of 2.
On. I'm going to press A.
High contrast. On. Combo box. Turn on high contrast to make on-screen elements easier to see. This will prevent your personal color and background from being shown.
Okay, so I've got no idea from a screen reader point of view, at least, i.e. narrator, what high contrast colors are currently set to. So I know it's not using the personalization colors, but I'm not too sure what it's done. So for the moment, rather than driving my boys crazy, I'm going to press A button.
High contrast, on, combo box, turn on
and
high contrast off.
Up.
One of two.
A button.
High contrast. Off. Combo box. Turn on high contrast to settings window. High contrast 4 of 5 button.
Okay, and that's the bottom of the settings panel on the Xbox One. And of course, to come out completely, I can just either press the Xbox button on the controller or press the B button. So I'm just going to press the Xbox One button on the controller.
Home window. On now. Settings. Recently played section button. One of one.
Okay, and we're back to the home screen. So that's a bit of a wander around in the settings screen. As I said, I didn't go through every one, but hopefully just enough to give you some idea about where to locate different items. Now let's go and purchase an app and a movie. All right, so I need to get to the store to do a search. So I'm just going to use the right bumper to go over to my store pane.
Got something to share? Home. NBA 2K17.
It's the one, and
take the game
down
to
on
new
the
heights.
Controller.
Happy Dungeon. Featured.
To
featured
feature.
Section button. One of four.
And press right on the
search.
Controller. And
search
A
section
button.
Button. Store window. Search. Editing. Control plus E.
Okay.
Start dictation.
Now I know one. My son wants a game called Limbo, so I'm gonna press right.
U. I.
And then down.
K.
Right.
L.
And A button.
L.
On L. And then I want I.
O. I.
And A button.
I.
And then down.
K. Comma. M.
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 Up. Whoops,
J.
No, actually
M.
Down.
N. B.
That's B.
B.
And then up.
G. T.
Cross.
Y. U. I.
And A button. On. Oh, that's I.
O.
Try O. A button.
O.
And then down.
L. Period. Speak text.
Right.
Search.
And A button on search.
Busy. 0% progress bar. Busy. 0% type all types. One of one. Busy. 0% progress bar.
Okay, let me try and press down.
Limbo price $13.45. Button. One of five.
Now I could press right to look at the other ones, but I happen to know that this one's the right one. So I'm going to press A button.
Busy. 0% progress bar. Working. Free trial button.
Now, sometimes I've noticed in these screens where it's got the description of the actual item, it doesn't always read. So if I press down on the controller.
Inside and Limbo bundle price $39.90. Screenshot 1 button.
Okay, as you can tell, I've now lost speech on that window. So sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. If I press the
one
right
review.
Arrow.
One review. Privacy and Terms and button. Publisher left. Info button.
Can I press up?
Video player button.
Up again.
Video player button.
What? I can't hear. That's the video player. It's telling me which I don't
screenshot
want.
Screenshot 3 button.
Now, in between that video player and the screenshot, as far as I can tell, there is a description of the app. Now, I can get to there if I use the caps lock and the arrow keys using the QWERTY keyboard. I can't seem sometimes to get a description using the controller. So that's a bit of a problem at the moment. So I'm going to press up.
Screenshot 1 button. Inside and Limbo bundle price $13.45 buy button.
And I'm going to press A button to buy it.
Navigate to downloads button. Window. Show your password. Editing. To quickly start dictation.
So I'm purchasing something, so I'm going to put in my password so my boys stop purchasing things all the time. All right, so I'm just going to pause the recording and put in my password using the on-screen keyboard with the controller.
Enter.
Okay, hiding that's my keyboard. Password done. Just press enter on the on-screen keyboard.
Store window. Navigate to downloads button.
So it says navigate to downloads button. Now I'm not sure how big this is.
https://www.microsoft.com/unablends?client=sign:20% store native%client:0/client:ampersand device type:\sign:windows.xbox/number/purchase/confirm
so pain.
Limbo $13.45 including tax buy button. Disabled. Limbo $13.45 including tax buy enabled.
Okay, and that's it went from disabled to buy enabled. So let me just press the A button again.
Limbo $13.45 including tax buy disabled.
Okay, that's better. I think I had to confirm it. So if I press the Xbox button on the controller.
Home window. On now.
And
store. Go to the recently played section.
Right.
My games and apps. And
come down.
Go online for tips on using your Xbox One. Primary featured section button.
Okay. Let me go to the My Games section.
My games and apps.
And
my games and apps section. Games and apps window. Games. 10 items. 1 of 5. Selected.
Okay, that sounds
Limbo
like
Limbo is installing.
Worked. Aha.
21.26 megabytes of 212. Limbo is installing.
So 42.51
megabytes
so
of 212.46 home window.
Press the Xbox button
now.
On the controller. Go right.
My games and
app down.
Installing.
That's better. There
Limbo.
It is.
My games and apps section button. 2 of 2.
Okay, so that's how I can also tell it's installing from the home screen. I was just a bit too impatient. All right, so I'm going to press up.
My games and apps.
A button back
my
on my
games and
apps
window. Games. 10 items. Limbo is installing. 132.11 megabytes of Limbo is installing 153.13 megabytes of 212.46 mega Limbo is installing 175.9 apps 28 items ready to install 1 Limbo is installing
okay, that's the ready
197.19 megabytes of 212.46 megabytes 92% 25.53 MB/s.
Come off it, otherwise
apps,
it's just going to drive us crazy.
28 items, 2 of 5. Selected. Notification from Limbo. Limbo ready to start. Go to the guide to open.
Okay, Limbo ready to start. Go to the guide to open. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm just going to press up the microphone. My game
10 items, 1 of 5. Selected.
There's games. Now we've got 10 items. I had 9 the last demo. Pressing right.
Dirt Rally. Game item.
Now Limbo.
1 of 10.
Press down. So
Rocket League registered trademark.
It's probably
game
too
item.
So press up.
Dirt Rally.
Let's go
game
to the
item.
Right.
Forza Motorsport 5. Goat Simulator.
This is
game item.
Order.
Limbo. Game item.
There's Limbo.
4 of 10.
All right.
Selected.
Now since my son wants to play this, I'm going to press the menu button on the controller.
Pin to home button.
And there's pin to home, so I'm going to press A button to put it there.
Limbo. Game item. 4 of 10. Selected.
So I can either start it from here by just pressing the A button, or if I go back to home by just pressing the home button.
Home window.
And then pressing
Limbo.
The trigger.
Pin section button. 1 of 15.
There it is. So Limbo pin section 1 of 15, because the last demo I had 14. So I'm going to launch it by just pressing the A button. And there's the intro music starting up and the game appearing on the TV. Alright, so I'm just going to press the home button to come out. Or the Xbox button, I keep calling it the home button.
On now. Limbo. Press the menu button for more information. Recently played section button. 1 of 1.
Now, on some games, I've noticed that when you do press the Xbox button to come out, they're basically still running in the background, i.e. Goat Simulator. When I use live TV, that may have to do with the way I've set it up, and some other games are still running in the background. So if you want to actually physically quit the game so it stops playing in the background, i.e. the music, if I now press the menu button again, because I'm actually on now, and Limbo is selected, I'll press the menu button.
Limbo window. Pin to home button.
Now, I don't know why it still says pin to home, because I'm assuming if I've already got it pinned on the pinned home section, you would imagine that should say unpin from home section, because I'm not too sure why that's happening like that. So let me press down.
Manage game button.
That's manage game. Down again.
Quit button.
And then quit button. So if I press A button.
Home window. Limbo. Recently played section button.
Okay, I've now one of one. Actually quit the game. It's no longer running in the background. Now, I'm actually not going to uninstall it in this demo because my son wants to play it. But if I wanted to uninstall it, let me just show you where I get to it. So I'm going to press right from the on now.
My games and apps.
There's my games, and apps
section. Games and apps window. Games. 10 items. 1
okay,
of 5.
Press right.
Games and apps. Forza Goat Simulator. Limbo. Game
and
item.
Press the menu 4 button.
Of 10. Pin to home button.
There's our famous pin to home, down.
Go to Game Hub button.
Go to Game Hub.
Manage game button.
Manage game.
Uninstall button.
And uninstall. So if I was to press A button on that, I would actually uninstall the app from the Xbox. But as with other systems, because I've already bought it, I can actually re-download it again and use it. All right, so that's where you uninstall an app. So let me just press the home button.
Home window. On now. Games and apps. Recently played section button.
I want to purchase a movie, so I'm going to press the right bumper.
Got
to get
something
back to
share.
Store.
Home. NBA 2K17. Happy Dungeon. Featured.
It's featured. Press
featured
right.
Section button.
A button.
One
on
of four.
Search.
Search.
Says it. A button.
Search section button. Store window. Search. Editing.
Okay, now
control
my son
plus E.
Absolutely still loves y. Harry Potter. So I'm going to go down.
H.
And H.
H. G. F, D, S, A, S, W, E, R, R, T, Y, H, N, space, Harry, H, Y, U, I, O, P, P, O, I, U, Y, T, R, R.
Can come down to
F,
search.
V, space, speak to enter, caps lock.
Oops.
Enter.
So I come down to enter. Press A button.
Enter. Busy. 0% progress bar. Busy. 0% progress bar.
And this will make my son very, very happy, I think.
Busy. 0% type all types. 1 of 1.
And I'm not going to change the
busy.
Types for searching for all types.
0% progress
bar. Come up anyway.
Busy.
I.e. you can search
0%
for games,
progress bar.
Apps. Movies, TV shows.
0%
so
progress.
Press down.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 2, Year 2011. Price $4.99. Button. 1 of 8.
Okay, so I've got 1 of 8. So if I just press right.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secret. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Year 2005. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, year 2001, price $4.99. Button. 8 of 8.
Okay, so there's the 8 items. So he wants the Goblet of Fire.
Harry Potter.
So
Harry Potter and
left.
The Order of the Phoenix. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, year 2005, price $4.99. Button. Busy. 0% progress bar. Buy Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire for $9.99. Button custom landmark.
Press down.
Harry Potter complete collection.
Playing.
2001 button.
Oh,
one
Harry
of
Potter
one.
The complete collection. Let me just press A on that and have a bit of a quick look.
Busy. 0% progress bar. Store window. buy Harry Potter Complete Collection for $97.99 button custom landmark.
Ooh, $97. Let me just press down and see if we can get a description.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, 2003, $4.99 button. 2 of 8.
Oh, okay, it's just going to list them, so I press left.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, 2001, $4.99 button.
It's interesting one how one item says $4, i.e. for the Goblet of Fire, and then it said $9 to purchase. So I'm a bit confused here whether that's going from Australian dollars to United States dollars, or whether it's talking about renting, i.e. the first amount, which is cheaper, versus buying, which is more expensive. So that's a bit odd. Let me just press down again. Yeah, no more information. All right, so $97 is a little bit much all at once, so I'm going to go back and choose the Goblet of Fire. I just press the B button
busy
on the controller.
0% progress bar.
And let's find where we are. I'm just going to press up. Nothing. Down.
Left. Harry Potter Complete Collection.
There we go.
2001 button.
Okay, so if I press up now.
Buy Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire for $9.99 button custom landmark.
Yeah, that's better. Now, let me see if I can get the description of this movie, The Goblet of Fire. So I'm going to press down.
Harry Potter Complete Collection. Watch trailer button.
Let me press right.
When Harry Potter's name emerges from the Goblet of Fire, he becomes a competitor in a grueling battle for glory among three wizarding schools, the Triwizard Tournament. But since Harry never submitted his name for the tournament, who did? Now Harry must confront a deadly dragon, fierce water demons and an enchanted maze only to find himself in the cruel grasp of he who must not be named. In this fourth film adaptation of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter Complete Collection, 2000, buy Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire for $9.99 button custom landmark.
Okay, and A button to purchase it. And I'm probably going to have to put in my password, hopefully.
Window. Your password. Editing.
Indeed. So I shall just pause the recording.
To quickly start dictation.
Okay, that's my password. Let me go
B,
down.
Space. Speak
cross,
text. Enter.
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 A button.
Hiding keyboard. https://login.lib.com. https://. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire $9.99 including tax buy button. Disabled. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire $9.99 including tax buy enabled.
Okay, now I'm assuming I can now do it because I've confirmed my password. So I press A button again.
Store window. Featured button. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire $9.99 including tax buy disabled.
Okay, so there's no more information about it downloading or anything else, so let me go and see if it's now in my movies and TV shows. So I'm going to press the Xbox button on the controller.
Home window. On now. Store.
Okay, now
recently
I need to get to my
button.
Guide section, so I'm going to press the right bumper.
Got something to share? Button. Home.
Okay, that's
headline
the first
section
item
button.
In the guide,
one
which
of
is
five.
The home movie. So if I press down on this row.
Live TV.
That's live TV,
watch now
which I'll
button.
Show you in a minute. I'm going to press to the right.
Movies. From app TV shows. App channels. My movies and TV.
And that's my movies
from
and
your
TVs.
Library button.
And I'm going to press A.
Movies and TV window. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire 2005. One of two.
Okay, so Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. And I press right.
Finding Dory 2016. Two of two.
And there's Finding Dory. All right, so I press left.
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire 2005, one of two.
And press A button.
Movies and TV window. Play Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire button.
I do want to play Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, so A button again.
Window. Pause app bar button.
Here we go. And let me just press the home button to come back out for a moment. So it probably should be good and actually stop it like that. Hit the A button.
Play app bar button.
Thank you. Now press the Xbox button on the controller.
Home window. On now. Movies and TV. Press the menu button for more information. Recently played section button. 1 of 1.
Okay, and we're back to on now with the last item being movies and TV shows. So that's basically how you can download an app, open it, pin it to the home section, quit it, and or uninstall it, and also how to search for and purchase and download a movie, in this case Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, and then play it on the Xbox. So let me play the live TV option that I've got set up on the Xbox One to play my digital set-top box through the Xbox. Now, I should say before I do this, please note that this talking set-top box that I've currently got hasn't been made for a number of years now, but I just primarily wanted to show you that I can access my digital set-top box through the Xbox once you've got it set up via settings. All right, so I'm going to press the right buffer button from on now to get to the One Guide section on the home screen.
Got something to share? Button, home.
And there's Headline home section on my button. Particular one, which is the home movie, i.e. the first option under One Guide. And if I press down on mine,
Live TV.
There's Live TV.
Watch Now button.
Now, I've already got my digital set-top box basically on all the time, so if I press my A button now, you're going to hear the channel start playing on my digital set-top box. So I'm going to do that now.
One Guide window, full screen video playback window.
Do any of you kids have an antacid?
Okay. Now I'm going to try and change the volume so you can hear it talking, but I'm actually sitting at the wrong angle where my TV is. So let me just see how this goes. So first of all, I'm going to try and change the volume. So just give me a moment, and we'll see how we go. She helps if I could grab the right remote, actually. Let's try this one now.
Luckily, we rolled down a steep hill. Well,
volume set to 35.
Do you want to put your arm?
Volume set to 40.
Oh, I should...
Volume set to 45.
It's the only thing keeping us from rolling off the cliff into a watery grave. Ah, watery grave.
Volume set to 40.
Okay, and let me try and change the channel on the set-top box remote as well.
24, ABC News 24, ABC News, from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m, not classified, subtitles.
Things like dental and optometry and physio.
23, ABC Me, the Fairly Odd Parents, from 1:05 p.m. to 1:27 p.m, G General, subtitles.
So I'm not crazy about the date.
22, ABC 2 Kids, Lazy Town, from 1:15 p.m. to 1:40 p.m, G General. Subtitles.
Okay, so that's basically changing channels. Now, the reason why I showed you how to quit an app previously when I was talking about apps is if I press the B button to go back to the main home screen now.
Home window, live TV, watch now button.
Okay, I've still got the sound of One Guide straight live TV playing in the background. So if I press
movies.
The, whoops.
From apps button.
Let me just press home again.
On
the Xbox One button.
One Guide.
Okay, and
press the menu button for more information. Recently played section button.
Yeah. Now press the menu button.
One Guide window. Pin to home button.
It's got pin to home.
Quit button.
And then quit. Okay, so that's still playing. If I press the A button to quit.
Home window. One Guide. Recently played section button.
Okay, I've shut down the live TV. Now, I think I mentioned in demo one, the reason why I like listening to stuff via the controller with the headphones plugged in is that I can choose the channel that I want to listen to on the digital set-top box via live TV, and then basically leave the room where I'm currently sitting and go and sit in another room and listen to the TV channel. Because being blind, I don't actually have to sit in the same room and watch the TV screen. So that's actually quite a nifty feature. So it doesn't happen on the Apple TV, but it's really nice that it's happening on the Xbox One console. For this final section, I just want to go through some of the QWERTY keyboard commands for navigating the Xbox One console, and also some narrator commands as well that it might come in handy. Now remember, this is Windows 10, so you can use quite a lot of the narrator commands on the Xbox One. However, I'm just going to go through the more obvious ones so I can help you use the Xbox One more effectively if you want to use a plug-in USB keyboard. Let me just go through navigating the home screen, etc., with the keyboard. So the first thing is to move between the different sections, i.e. Home, Community, One Guide, and Store. It's the page up and page down key. So if I press page down now.
Got something to share?
Okay, so that's button. The first icon of Community. Page down again.
Home. Headline so section
icon
button.
Icon of One Guide.
One of five.
Home, the movie.
NBA 2K17.
And that's the start.
Take the
of
game to
store.
New heights.
So page up will take us
headlines,
back.
Home. Headline
home,
section
one guide.
Button. Got something to share?
Got something to share.
Button.
And page up again.
One guide. Recently played section button. One of one.
And we're back to on now. And one guide was the recently played item. And then, of course, we've got our up, down, left, and right arrow. Because if I press down arrow.
Limbo. Recently played section button. Movies and TV. Recently played section button. Minecraft. Xbox One Edition.
Press
recently
up
played. Movies and TV. Limbo. One guide, recently played section, home section, one of four,
the actual
selected,
sections themselves. I press right arrow,
community section, two of four, one guide section, three of four, store section, four of four,
left arrow,
one guide section, three of four, community section, two of four, home section,
and
one of four,
arrow.
One guide, recently played section button, one of one.
And the left and right triggers to go up and down is basically the home and end buttons on the keyboard. So if I press end.
Limbo. Pin section button. One of 15.
And that's to the pin section down the bottom. And if I press home.
One guide. Recently played section button. One of one.
Top. If I want to go into an item, I'm just going to press right arrow.
My games and apps. My games and apps section button.
I'm going to press enter.
One of one. Games and apps window. Games. 10 items. One of five. Selected.
And of course, to get back to home, I press the Windows logo key.
Home window. On now. Games and apps. Recently played section button.
Okay, and of course, from anywhere on the home screen, I can press Windows to go back to on now. So if I press page down.
Got something to share? Button. Home. NBA 2K17.
If I
take
now
the game
press
to new heights.
The Windows logo key.
Headlines on now.
I'm back to
games
now.
And apps. Recently played section button.
And of course,
one of one.
To the left of on now is left arrow.
Guide for Groovy or Comet 50 window.
Guide.
Settings tab. 7 of 8.
And of course,
selected.
I can do home.
Sign in tab. 1
top,
of 8.
And to the bottom.
Multitasking tab. 8 of 8.
And then if I
selected.
Come off it, it's going to press the right arrow.
Home window. On now.
And page
game
down.
Got something to share? Home.
Let's go to one guide.
Headline section
and
button.
And I can also press
one of
the
five.
Windows logo key twice to also bring up guide.
Guide for Groovy or Comet 50 window. Friends tab. 2 of 8. Selected.
Okay, so that's quite handy as well. I'm going to press right arrow.
Home window. Home. Headline section button. 1 of 5.
And if I want to access the menu, it's the Windows key plus M for mic.
Games and apps window. Quit button.
Okay, so there's our normal quit down.
Help button.
Help button. And again, to come out, I'm just going to press Windows key.
Home window. On now. Games and apps. Recently played section button. One of one.
And of course, I can use the keyboard to search for something. So if I press page down.
Got something. Home. NBA 2K1 happy done featured
right
featured section
search,
button search
says it. Enter
search section button store window search editing control plus E.
Okay, so I'm just going to show you something with Narrator as well here. So if I start typing on the keyboard,
atomic.
Okay, so it's just said the word I've typed in, and if I press the backspace key.
Space. C-I-M-O-T-A.
Okay, it's all gone. Right, now, if I press caps lock, which is the Narrator key plus F12.
Character reading on.
I've actually turned character reading back on now for myself, because I've had it turned off before. So if I now type on the keyboard.
A-T-O-M-I-C. Atomic. Space.
I get the letters spoken out as I'm typing, plus the words spoken when I press the space bar. So I'm going to turn mine off again with caps lock F12.
Caps lock, character reading off.
I'm just going to get rid of the search.
Space,
space key. All right, so that's all I wanted to show you with the keyboard for the moment, but it definitely does work fine when you're typing in information. When you're typing in a password, it's going to say hidden, so it won't read out your password. So it basically operates normally as any other screen reader would operate when Narrator's running. All right, so Windows logo key.
Home window, on now. Store, recently played section button.
And one final Windows keyboard command, which is very useful, is Windows plus X.
Dialogue. What do you want to do? Close button. Move up for more options. Press the view button for magnifier. Press the menu button to turn off narrator.
Now, I'm not 100% sure about this dialog box with the keyboard, because basically it's the Xbox button on the controller where you can then press the menu button on the controller to toggle narrator on and off. And if I press up arrow,
turn console off button,
I can turn console off. If I press down,
close button,
I can close it. If I press
move
right,
up for more options,
nothing, left, nothing, up,
turn console off button,
right, nothing, and left, nothing.
One of one.
So if I use caps lock and then right arrow with the QWERTY keyboard, of course, of narrator,
close button, magnifier,
that's magnifier text item for the button, and then another one to the right with caps lock.
Press to turn off narrator.
Press to turn off narrator, but I can't activate those buttons from the actual keyboard. So I'm just wondering if this is only a hardware function, i.e. you've got to use the controller to do this rather than using this on-screen dialogue, if you like. Because if I try and activate one of those by pressing the caps lock key and enter.
Text not selectable.
Says text not selectable. If I try and press enter itself,
home window on now,
I've just come out
store
of the dialog box.
Recently played, okay. Section button. One
so
of
let
one.
Let me press Windows X again.
Dialogue. What do you want to do? Close button. Move up for more options.
The one thing I want
press
to
press the view
show
button
you
for magnifier
is to come out.
Press
of
the menu button to turn off narrator.
Dialogue is to press the escape key as well.
Home window on now. Store, recently played section button. One of one.
So let me move on to more narrator commands now. So first, of course, I want to show you is to turn narrator on and off. So that's Windows Enter toggle.
Exiting narrator.
So it's now off. And of course, to turn it back on again, it's the Windows key and Enter again.
Starting narrator.
If you want to find what item you're currently sitting on, it's caps lock and D for Delta.
On now. Store, recently played section button. One of one.
Now, of course, while narrator's talking, unlike with the controller, to shut up speech, if you move the controller, it'll shut the last thing spoken. But with the keyboard, if I start narrator talking by pressing the down arrow key,
one guy,
I can press the control key on the keyboard to shut it up. So I'll do it again.
Limbo.
Okay, I'll silence speech with the control key. To speed speech up, it's the caps lock key and plus. So I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and press up arrow.
One guy, recently played section button.
Okay, so it's definitely a lot faster. And then caps lock minus. And then dinner.
Limbo. Recently played section button. 2 of 4.
Okay, that slowed speech down again. Caps lock C is date and time.
2:55 p.m. Monday, January 16th, 2017.
To navigate with radar, it's basically caps lock left and right, depending on what your element is set to with caps lock up and down. If I do caps lock up and down now.
Words.
I'm doing down.
Characters, landmarks and containers, items, words, characters.
Okay, and I can just talk about around the other way with caps lock up. Right,
words, time. Items, landmark, characters.
Okay, so I'm actually on characters now, which means my caps lock left and right will now move left and right by character. So if I do caps lock right arrow now.
N, E, capital G. U, I, D, E, comma, space, capital R.
Then go back.
Space, comma, E, D, I, U, capital G, E, N, capital O.
Okay, of course, that was one guide being spelled out going right and left. If I do it again with caps lock down arrow.
Landmarks and items.
So items is the normal way to navigate. So if I do caps lock right arrow.
One guide, live TV, watch now, live TV, TV listings.
And then caps lock left arrow will do the same thing. I can also lock the caps lock key on so I don't have to keep pressing it. So if I do caps lock Z.
Lock narrator key.
Now I can just press left arrow.
TV listings, watch now, live TV, one guide.
Okay, and if I want to change my reading element, up and down.
Paragraphs, so lines,
up and down,
words.
Or down at the moment.
Characters.
So I'm on character now, and I can just press right arrow.
N, E, capital G, U, I, D, E.
And left.
D, I, U, capital E, N, capital O.
Okay, that was one guide again. And then to unlock it, it's caps lock and Z again.
Unlock narrator key.
So caps lock W is for reading this current Windows screen. I find it's really handy if I go into a help document on the Xbox to read the help information. That's a little bit of a look at some of the common narrator commands that you can use on the Xbox One. It's certainly not all of them, but I thought this would just highlight a few of them for you. Now, I did say in demo one that I'd probably do a Cortana demo in this demo, number two. Because I've basically got to use a headset for that, I'm going to do that in demonstration or demo three, because in there, I'm actually going to show you using the headset with Cortana and Skype. And then I'll also show you some using other apps on the Xbox One with Narrator, i.e. Weather, Groove, and if I get any other apps by the time I do demo number three, we'll look at those as well. But for the moment, that completes this demo of going through settings, having a look at apps, having a look at live TV, and finally having a look at navigating the Xbox One console with the keyboard and a number of general common narrator commands between Windows 10 and the Xbox One using the keyboard with the caps lock key. I hope you've enjoyed this demo, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.